Welcome to No Longer Conformed. Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Saved by Grace, Bible Bits from Acts. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 16, verses 29 to 31, Revival at Midnight. Can you praise God in difficult circumstances? Job chapter 13 and verse 15 said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." There was an incident in the early church which occurred during Paul's second missionary journey in Philippi. There was a revival in that city. God was changing lives. Lydia was one example. Have you ever experienced revival in a church? And I don't mean a planned series of meetings. I mean where God does a work among the people in that church and causes a revival. When God brings revival to a church, people are changed. When revival comes, Satan goes to work. Acts chapter 16, verses 16 to 18, as we begin to look at this passage. "Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation.' And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And he came out that very hour." The girl's words were not wrong, but she was annoying Paul. Next thing you know, Paul and Silas were jailed. And so the revival in Philippi was over? No, but it could have been. It was not, and this was not some prison of the 21st century, but a first century dungeon. Inmates' rights? Nope. They were routinely whipped and mistreated. It would have been easy to ask, "Lord, is this the way you reward faithful servants?" No. Paul knew that God's ways are not our ways. When God demonstrates its power, it's often in an impossible human situation and begins with the word, "but." Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them." God can work in darkness. No condition or circumstance can stop his power. Even in the dark hour in which we live, God is greater than our situation. And we certainly live in a time of darkness, but the Lord can bring spiritual revival to this land, even today. The revival in Philippi continued rather than ending. Look at our text at Acts 16, verses 29 to 31. "Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' And so they said, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household.'" Do you want to see God bring revival to your church? What are the aspects of a revival at midnight? Well, let's take a look at that. Let's consider five ingredients which are essential to revival. They all have to do with God-honoring worship. First, singing is essential to revival. Verse 25, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them." The singing of God's people is important to bringing revival to a church. Someone wrote, "When singing is praise, revival is near. When singing is poor, There's work to do. Psalm 40, verses 2 and 3. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. We are the only world religion. Listen, we are the only world religion, the only world religion that incorporates singing into our worship. Chanting is a different thing. And why is this? Because Christianity is the only religion which has something to sing about. We are saved by grace. Singing is essential to revival. Second, supplication is essential to revival. Again, verse 25, they were praying and singing hymns to God. They were praying. One of the most important spiritual disciplines for believers, but also one of the most difficult to maintain. In the garden, Jesus said, watch and pray. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, we live in an evil world. But God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Churches should have prayer meetings dedicated to seeking the Lord's intervention with revival. Supplication is essential to revival. Third, surrender is essential to revival. Again, verse 25. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Paul and Silas were able to praise God amid difficult circumstances. They weren't complaining about it. How do you handle difficult situations? Do you praise God or complain? A repentant heart is key to a proper response, as sin renders our service ineffective. Psalm 51, verses 1 to 13. This is David after his sin with Bathsheba and the killing of her husband Uriah and the deceiving of the nation. David cried out in Psalm 51, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity in my sin, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Surrender was at the heart. This is an important part of observing the Lord's Supper. Self-examination of the members toward unity from a common focus. Surrender was at the heart of their prayer in that Philippian jail. Lord, use me anyway, anytime, anywhere. Surrender is essential to revival. Fourth, soul winning is essential to revival. Verses 31 to 33. So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Paul seized the opportunity when it was presented. He witnessed to the jailer and to his household. The Holy Spirit was free to use them any way, anytime, anywhere. And that was important because God's people tend to get stuck in routines that only benefit themselves. God's frozen people need defrosting. Jesus gave himself for me. The very least I can do is give myself for him and his work. Soul winning is essential to revival. And then fifth, the sermon is essential to revival. Verses 26 down to 30. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul said, Paul called with a loud voice saying, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. And then he called for a light, ran in, fell down, trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Guilt of sin can come to a man and he still not know what to do with it. God can bring circumstances to a place where it affects a man. But Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. This is what happened at Pentecost. Acts chapter 2, verses 37, 38. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Even in the darkness of a dungeon, God brings the victory. We live in a dark, midnight-like day. How can a perfect God unite with imperfect man? How can a holy God join sinful man? Through a common denominator, Jesus Christ, the God-man. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Listen, do you want revival? Well, will you sing praise in your heart? Will you pray with a repentant heart? Will you surrender with an available heart? Will you witness with an obedient heart? Will you share the gospel with a faithful heart? Listen, are you willing to praise God in difficult circumstances? Will you contribute to worship that brings revival? You think about all that, and you have a great day.